How much of a shock was that? Because America was a very long way away then, wasn't it?
It was a shock, but it was also very exciting. And I think when you're in love with someone and, that's all you think about.
Of course.
If somebody had come up to me now and said, would you do it over again? I would not, because I was too young to realize that one person that you marry can't take the place of everybody that you leave behind.
Did you miss London when you went?
Oh, I did, because I loved London. I used to travel up every day to the hotel. And London, I just thought it was such an exciting place, and it was always something going on. And, of course, across the street from the hotel was the stage door canteen, which was called Rainbow Corner, and there was always a lot of action there. And through the grapevine, we heard that Dorothy L'Amour and Hedy Lamarr,
wow, and
Roderick Crawford were going to be there. So our window from the office was like an eyebrow window. All the girls and women in the office, we were always ducking over to the window to see what action was going on with film stars and whatnot going to the stage door canteen. So I definitely, that was apart from my people, of course. After I'd been here, I was here a week and I got married, and the whole wedding had been managed for me. My husband had sent me a ticket for Pan Am. He had won some money, so he bought a ticket from Pan Am to have me fly over, and his family made all the arrangements for the wedding and everything else. The only thing I had to bring was my wedding dress, which my mother made, and got married a week afterwards. But
did you know any other GI brides at the time?
Not really. I did meet someone on the plane coming over who was she was already married to a GI, and she was going to a suburb just outside of Baltimore, but her husband had a car. So eventually they offered a ride to us down from New York in their car, which was a little Plymouth coupe, and was the most horrendous, hot, uncomfortable ride I'd ever had in my life, because when I got into New York, when I left England, it was like 58 degrees. But at 8 o'clock in the morning, it was 85 degrees,
wow,
in New York. And I had all these woolly clothes on, fur coat done up like Miss Astor's pet horse. And so when we started to ride down in this little car that had no windows in the back, you could imagine it was a four-hour trip. And you can imagine that wasn't too long before I started to peel off clothes and undo my bow at my neck and roll my stockings down. And I mean, I was so hot, I didn't know what to do with myself. So by the time I got to Baltimore, I forget the name of the fellow, but he dropped his wife off and then brought us down into Baltimore. I always think that his mother must have thought, what on earth has he got here?
Well, he'd got a beautiful London girl.
Yeah, but I had broken out with big spots on my face from the heat.
Oh, no.
And I had real lots and lots of hair, which I wish I had now. But, I mean, it was all frizzy, and I had been perspiring. And I must have looked, with my stockings rolled down and my sleeves rolled up, I must have looked like, I don't know, some urchin or something that he picked up.
Sylvia, did you come back very often after that?
Not until my children grew up.
Really? And it was expensive in those days, wasn't it, to fly? Yeah. Very.
Yeah. And it wasn't until my children grew up and I started to work a full-time job that I could save for that, because by that time my marriage had gone west.
Right, I'm sorry.
Yeah, he was a compulsive gambler.
Oh.
Things weren't too good, but I had made up my mind that I would work and save. And so I did. I made a lot of trips back and forth. The last one I made was in 07, but now my health and my age, I just can't face that Heathrow anymore.
I can understand that.
I used to go into Gatwick, which was the other side of London, which was close to where my family were living. They were living in Crayford at the time.
Do you still have family in London?
Well, I have two sisters. My one sister, she lives near Rochester, Kent, down on called the Isle of Grain, down there. They've moved down there. They've been down there several years. They sort of moved out a little further. And my other sister, she's the crazy one of the three of us. God knows where she is.
Well, I tell you, Sylvie, Piccadilly Circus is still there.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Well, I'm so glad that you spoke to us as well. Sylvie O'Connor, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you.
Well, thank you. I've enjoyed talking to you too.
Brilliant. Thank you, Sylvia.